Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here live on a Friday morning, Getaway Friday, January the 12th, 2024. Hey, got the year right. 15 minutes past the hour, and as many of you know, this has been a very interesting week here on the station. On Tuesday, Marion City Auditor Miranda McGinnis appeared with us, and for the first time, told her story, I believe, anywhere. In regard to what went down, and again, I'm giving air quotes here, between her and the deal that went on with current Mayor Bill Collins that had led to her original resignation and then to her rescinding her resignation, and it gets us to where we are now. Now, during the course of that interview, and I know a lot of people have heard that interview because we pretty well talked about it for the last 3 days, Miranda made some interesting assertions in that interview that Mayor Schertzer was present during the deal meeting, Law Director Mark Russell, Mayor Bill Collins, and some members of her staff. And another person she said was present at that meeting was Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber, and made some other assertions about Jason over the course of that interview. And Jason's always been good to us here. He was here last Friday, a matter of fact. They said we're going to have to get him a co-host spot on this show. We're so glad he was able to come back this morning, because there is probably more to talk about this morning than there ever has been, including his commissioner race, which I think there's more news on that now as time has gone on, so we'll get to that as the morning goes on. But Jason, I'm so glad you're able to come back this morning, and I'll just start. I know you've heard the interview. What'd you make of it?
Miranda has every right to her feelings. Now, I will not question how she felt at any point during this, and she's... those are her feelings, and that's real to her.
Now, when you heard the interview, did you feel that she was authentic in her feelings?
Yeah, they're her feelings. I mean, who are we to question how someone feels? They're the receiver of whatever's going on, and they process it how they process it. So I'm not going to question her feelings. Those were real to her.
So let's start right off the top here, because I think this is the question in regard to you that most people want to know. You were in here last Friday, and we had a big discussion. It was the day after she rescinded her resignation. Mm-hmm. And you had said you wanted to know what went on with this deal, and until you knew that, you wouldn't feel comfortable in removing her, because city council would look like bullies.
Yeah, we was on that path with our conversation, sure.
So, in that interview, she said you were present when the deal was made, which confused a lot of people, because you would seemingly know what went on during that meeting.
Okay, so if for the last 3 days on your show, you've been speaking of a meeting where a deal was made and people's names were mentioned.
Yes.
Is that what I'm understanding? Is how you guys have understood what Miranda was saying?
What we've understood from the interview is that there was a meeting. Now, in that first meeting, I don't think the transit position was offered.
Talking about two meetings.
I think there are two meetings.
Okay.
Now, the second meeting, and I think she named off the people in the second meeting, Law Director Mark Russell, Mayor Scott Schertzer, which heretofore we did not think had happened. Now, this would have been the day or the
December
day.
December 11th.
December 11th, day of resignation. You were there, she said, Mayor Bill Collins, and I believe some members of her staff. So this is where the offer was made. We think you can succeed in transit, resign. And this is also the meeting where she resigns.
Okay, so two meetings, and December 11th meeting was alleged to be the meeting where Collins, myself, Mark Russell, Mayor Schertzer, Miranda, and her staff was this meeting that was supposedly allegedly called to negotiate a deal for her resignation and to give her a transit job. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, yeah,
because,
I'm pretty sure.
Because I don't want to play semantics. I'm going to be straightforward.
I do believe she said there was a meeting before that in which she became aware that Miranda, pay attention to your family, pay attention to your house, pay attention. And I think she also says you were at that meeting.
So, yes. I have receipts.
Okay, here we go.
So, if we go back, and I apologize for dead air because I'm searching back through my emails.
Well, no, because I think this is very important. Because when a claim is made about, so I've said this all week, we don't have subpoena power. I'm not a lie detector, but we'll take her at her word until somebody says different.
Correct.
And I think that's important. And up until this morning, that's all. We haven't heard from anybody else. Although, we do have a statement from Mayor Schertzer this morning, which we'll get to, that he sent to me last night in regard to this, because a lot of people have wondered about that. Because if we go back in time, Mayor Schertzer, matter of fact, I interviewed Mayor Schertzer the night she resigned in his office, which would have been December 11th, and he said the first time he'd heard about that was, I believe he said, during a phone call that morning. She says he was in the meeting that morning. So again, that's not a huge point.
Right.
But because she said Mayor Schertzer didn't say anything in the meeting, but he was present. But it does beg the question, why not just say that you were there?
Right. And I did a poor job. So these little let, here we go. If I back up to November 27th, November 27th is a Monday.
November 27th.
At 5:54 p.m. Email from Miranda McGinnis. Good evening, Trina. I received the attached letter from the IRS this afternoon. Thank you. Now, this is 36 minutes before we go into a council meeting. What this letter is a letter from the IRS calling for someone from the city auditor, is addressed to the city auditor, to go to Independence, Ohio, with assets in hand so they can collect $246,000.
$250,000.
Correct.
Yeah.
We go to a council meeting. I can't remember I believe it was a full council meeting. It may have been a committee meeting. Anyways, we always talk about the IRS updates every meeting. Not a word.
From Miranda.
Not a word from Miranda.
During the meeting.
During the meeting. So, as an elected official that gets this type of letter, how should we respond? It was just, you can read whatever context you want into that one sentence email. Oh, by the way, I received this. I took it as she didn't really understand what this letter meant. She didn't get the gravity of the situation the city was facing.
Now, and just for people who might not get this, Trina is the clerk.
Yes, Trina is the clerk. Yes, sorry. So
that's November 27th.
November 27th.
Miranda gets a letter.
Mm-hmm.
She sends it to the clerk, Trina.
Correct.
And it gets to you.
And Trina always, so whenever Trina gets an email, she sends it out to all council members.
Okay.
So Trina forwarded it.
So all council at this time had that?
We had it. Now, not all council, and I'm pretty good at checking my email. I didn't even see this email. So we were unaware walking into this meeting. But like I said, we always ask updates on IRS or whatever. She didn't say anything. So we go through the meeting not knowing. And then the following morning, Mr. Ratliff emails Mark Russell, myself, Trina Rose, and Miranda McGinnis. And he says to Mark, although our auditor has failed to notify us in a public meeting last night, please find the attached letter from the IRS. Send letter scheduled. I cannot read this. Sent letter schedules a hearing. I think there's a typo in his So anyway, the IRS is asking for a hearing. I do not believe we have retained outside counsel for the countless matters that are before and coming towards the city. Are you available to go to Independence, Ohio? That's the crux of it. And that was
that's directed to Miranda.
That's Mark and Miranda.
Okay.
And that was sent Tuesday, November 28th at 7:21.
Okay, that's the next day.
That's the next day. So we get a, oh, by the way, letter that we received an IRS request, 7:20, and we hear nothing in the meeting. 7:21, another council member, because we didn't hear anything, ask again, what's going on, who's representing us? So, as council members, what are we supposed to do?
Now, here's two questions I have on that, and I'm not sure what the process is, but now November 27th is a Monday, right?
The 27th is Monday, 28th is a Tuesday.
Okay. If this email goes to all council members on Monday, and did it go to the mayor as well, Mayor Schertzer, at that time?
If I can't say, I probably could figure out who Trina forwarded it to. I don't know who Miranda sent it to. I think Miranda just sent that letter to Trina because Trina is the who just sends it out to council members.
So at that point, I think Miranda's not trying to hide it because she's emailed it. Not necessarily to council, but she's emailed it to Trina, the clerk.
Okay.
And you guys, even if she was trying to hide it, you guys know because Trina has sent it to you.
Correct.
So when she doesn't bring it up that night, why doesn't somebody bring it up to her?
So Monday night, like I said, it was sent 36 minutes before a meeting.
Before the meeting.
And even if you're really good at your emails.
Most people might not have gotten them.
They wouldn't have seen it.
Right.
And so to say that she wasn't trying to hide it, she probably wasn't, but in the situation with everything else going on in that office, I felt, along with Ayers Ratliff, and believe there's no sense of urgency in this office. What's going on? We have a scheduled meeting that you cannot get out of. It will go on regardless. To have your assets seized if you don't pay the fee. So, the next email was sent by me, and if I can find it, I guess it doesn't matter if I read it word for word, but I sent an email at 2:30 Tuesday afternoon.
The 28th. November 28th, just to keep this timeline.
Yes. Yeah. So, because there's no response, and I said in that. So, there's an 8-hour pause today. We still have no response from your office about what's going on. And in that email, well, I guess I should read that because it is important for the point I'm trying to make, let's see here. Sorry again for the...
No, basically what we're discussing here, now remember, for people who don't have this timeline memorized, December 11th is the day that Miranda McGinnis tenders her resignation to be effective January the 5th. The rescission of that came a week and a day ago, January the 4th. So this is what we're all leading up to here, is how did we get to December 11th? And you have to remember, during this time, Bill Collins is not mayor. He's still deputy sheriff, I believe. He is mayor-elect at that point, November 27th, November 28th. But Mayor Schertzer is still there. And this is what's going on as we lead up to what happened, which hopefully we'll get to here as we go along. And I think it's important to take this path because that's really what this ends up being about. What measures were taken to try to get her to resign, and how did we get to that point? Because there's also a big question in regard to the resignation in general, which maybe this will shed light on.
So, I don't know what I did, but I took screenshots of the thing so I could find of the email so I could find them easy.
Yeah, sometimes that works.
And then now they're deleted, but I got half of screenshot. So, And on my reply to her at 2 o'clock, I said how important it was to respond within the timeline. I asked her if she's so in the letter. It had requests for equipment, bank account line items, or account numbers, and a slew of different things. And it gave a date that it had to respond, and we had to have the $246,000 in hand when she went down there to pay it. And I asked her, do we need to make special meetings to get this appropriation through? Do we need to, what arrangements do we need to do? Is your office getting this stuff together? And then my last sentence was, please use this to demonstrate your ability to lead and to get through this process. And that will demonstrate your path moving forward as the auditor.
And just to be clear, because I really want the audience to understand this, because as you and I talked, I was at the city council meeting Monday night. When it was over, that was probably, and I don't go to a mall, probably the most well-attended city council meeting in quite some time.
In a while, yeah.
And I believe that has a lot to do with the people who are following this story.
Right.
So it is important to people now. I think what that meeting, and I hope, and I'm sure they did, that city council and hopefully Mayor Collins understood by that was people do care what happened here. Listen. We don't want to lose money. We don't want the city losing money. We don't want... But you know what? We've had stories about... We've had an auditor resign, Robert Landon. We've had money issues. We've had fines pile up. This is even during a time when the Marion Star is running stories on it. Council was never that attended. This... People don't like this.
Mm-hmm. So, as we're going through this... IRS issue where they're seizing or attempting to seize our assets, I felt that I wasn't getting, I didn't think that that Miranda and her office had a sense of urgency or even understood the gravity of the situation or surrounding the IRS and surrounding her office and her personally. So I was stressing, use this to demonstrate how you are the auditor and because she's getting a lot of heat in these meetings. And so she responds back to that email in about an hour after that. So we're talking, I think it was 3:20. And so she responded back, says, yeah, I will talk to the law director tomorrow. I'll do the reports are being generated. And she planned on going to Independence, Ohio, and just reading that, the context as I read it was like she's still not understanding, to me, reading the email, that how important this is. And as a council member, my duty is to protect the city of Marion. That's so, and it should be a huge deal. She should be freaking out because she's going to Independence, Ohio, assets in hand, hand over to the IRS. I mean, it can't get any worse than this. Well, it could. The IRS could have came put locks on the doors. And on my reply back to her was, again, do you need any help? Do not do this alone. We will do whatever we have to make sure that you go to Independence, Ohio, completely prepared. And then again, at the end of the email, I said, use this to demonstrate your leadership, how good of an auditor you are. And I said that I personally did not know if she could demonstrate this effectively, and that I wanted to sit down and speak with her about her next 4 years as the city auditor and what that path is and what that looks like. She responded back that she can meet anytime. And I said, how about Thursday at 10 o'clock? That works. So that's our first meeting that I called to speak with her about how her future moving forward as the auditor. And Thursday comes around, 10 o'clock. I show up a few minutes early. Mark Russell catches me. Well, I should back up a little bit. Mark Russell's in this chain of emails, and he says, I will be at that Thursday 10 o'clock meeting as well. So there's a meeting called about Miranda's performance, if you will, and what path she sees moving forward and how she's going to move forward as the auditor and then over the next 4 years. So Thursday at 10 o'clock, I'm up City Hall a little bit early. Mark calls me. He says, hey, before we go talk to Miranda, come over to my office. Go over to my office. Bill Collins is sitting there. Mark invited Bill Collins to come.
So Mark is the one who brings Bill Collins in on this?
Correct. Okay. Correct. So, again, this is my meeting. I called with Miranda to have a conversation about how we can help her move forward as the auditor, or if there's even a future with her as an auditor.
And this sounds pretty much like a normal conversation that a councilman would have with an auditor.
Yes. I mean, if you can't have these conversations, you're doing a disservice to everybody.
And this is late. I believe it's, the timeline would be the last day of November.
November 30th.
Okay. So why would Mark Russell, who is just attending this meeting without telling you, or I'm telling Miranda, we can read into this at this point.
Yeah, Miranda at this point didn't have a clue, I assume,
right?
Because I didn't know.
Call up the mayor-elect, who's not even in that position yet, ask him to attend this, and not say anything to anybody.
Yeah, I don't know why. The only thing I could say is Collins, at that point, he in fact is mayor-elect. He will be the mayor.
Okay.
But that November 30th day,
he is not,
and he is still the chief deputy at the Sheriff's Department.
Right.
So, and Mark didn't catch me to tell me that Collins was coming. He just caught me because the meeting was at 10 o'clock. He had something already scheduled at 10:30, and he was asking if we could delay the meeting so he can do his 10:30 thing and then come back and meet. I said, no, this is 10 o'clock. This, again, no one's got a sense of urgency over our assets being seized. And I wanted, there was no changing. So we went in and met with Miranda.
Now, who's in this meeting?
So, the November 30th meeting, it's myself, Miranda, Chelsea, Mark Russell, and Collins. Was invited by Russell.
Are you happy that Collins was invited?
I didn't have a feeling one way or the other. I was, in hindsight, I look at it as it was hijacked. That could be a poor choice of words, but that's my word.
Well, and by hijacked, what do you mean? The meeting, this was supposed to be your meeting.
Right, right. In hindsight, I give it that word because of how everything fell out after that. Because I can only speak to what I did, what I called,
did.
And what I said, and what I witnessed.
So you all go into this meeting.
Right.
What happens?
The simple question was asked, how do you see your future as the City of Marion's auditor, Miranda? And she went on to explain about where she's at with Veritas and where she's at with different projects. And that really wasn't the question that we was seeking. We was looking for what's your plan to be a good auditor to get past these mistakes that we see coming up. And I've always said this publicly, that she has issues, and I don't see how she can continue on making these mistakes and it not affect her personally. And I've always said to every elected official, whatever happens in council chambers or around council business, it is not personal. And if you get upset with me, I'm not going to hold a grudge against you. Great. I'm glad you have passion for whatever you believe in. And so maybe that was my mistake in that meeting. I had a personal feeling for Miranda and what things were, how things were piling up against her, how it could affect her personally. And yeah, I did, as a friend, a someone that cares and had concern for her, because I still, even after she went through all those brutal meetings publicly, I did not think that she had any idea of what was, how these issues could affect her personally and her personal life.
Calling so, in her bond, things
calling
beyond
in her bond,
that.
And sure. Once her bond's called in, how they can go in personally for her. She had literal skin in the game.
Yeah.
Out of her pocket if her bond's called. And yes, at the time, she did purchase a house. If you're making, $65,000 as the auditor, you just buy a house, your bond's called, and you're now, and it's $250,000 bond, they pay out the full amount, they're going to come back after that full amount. So you got a house payment, and you got to pay back $250,000. That should be shocking to people. That, so to me, if I'm facing that, I'm going to get a heck of a plan together so that doesn't happen. And she just wasn't getting there and realizing what could happen. So I guess, in a sense, the meeting that I called on the 30th was, what do you call those where you sit down the drug addict and you
intervention
yes, yeah, that, yeah. That's how I viewed this meeting, was an intervention, so she would understand the gravity of her situation. It never was in a threatening tone, but I understand she's the receiver and how she could take it that way. But I did not go after her house. What the hell can I do and go after her house? I don't understand it. How would I go after her kids? That makes no sense. But, and not to sound like I'm rambling, but this most recent issue I went through, I was in a similar position she was. My petitions were rejected. I was furious. And it even played out on the air. I mean, I had my tinfoil hat on. I had conspiracies going right and left.
Yeah.
And I was Miranda at that point. I was dug in. It was not my fault. The Board of Elections gave me the wrong date. I held on to the fact that it was the wrong date, not my fault, clear through to the end, and I almost, despite my best... Well, in spite of my worst efforts, almost wasn't put on the ballot because I didn't want to take the responsibility myself. I didn't listen to good advice when it was given to me. Whenever someone would give me good advice, I would receive that as being condescending. They don't understand. But in hindsight, I'm grateful for Jennifer Kroski's. Like the first night I found out at the meeting that they wasn't going to certify my petition, I had this piece of paper. Right here is a mistake. I got hard evidence. And Jennifer Kroski said, that paper really doesn't mean anything. That's not good evidence. And that really upset me. And I thought, well, who is she? But she gave me good advice, because the fact of the matter is, that wasn't good advice. And had I not been so dug in, I would have heard what she was saying and appreciated it and just proved to the board, which eventually happened thanks to two very good friends that came and bailed me out, demonstrated that my petitions were signed, running for a seat currently held by Kerr Murray.
Now, just two points of interest here. In this meeting, Bill Collins is invited. You don't know that. What does he say in this meeting?
His tone is the same as everyone in there. Care and concern. There's no threatening words. How she receives it, I can't speak on that, but she may have received it. Well, she did receive it the way she did. But it was never, we're coming for you, we got this, or... But I did say that here are your options. Your bond can be called, and you're instantly gone.
Okay, now this is a point. Now this is a big point here. Now, is that a threat? Because here's what I don't understand, and I think this is what a lot of people don't understand. You can concern, we understand. Mm-hmm. Listen, your family, your kids, mm-hmm. your house, these are all, people could interpret that as care, and I don't think there's any doubt about that, especially when done in a good tone, mm-hmm. especially when no offers are being made at this position for other jobs.
Right. So speaking to the offers, during that meeting on the 30th that I called, there were talk, we got to a point where we're talking about Miranda and her opportunities. That's not an offer. And I even clarified in that meeting. I said, we cannot sit in this meeting and give you an offer in return for a resignation. Okay. We cannot do that. That is illegal. And Mark went on to explain
why it's illegal.
Why it is illegal.
Okay. Now, just back to the bond very quickly. Mm-hmm. This is why that could come off as a threat to her, I think, and maybe to the listening audience who are the voters. Is the bond not going to be called in if she resigns?
No, it will be.
So
Robert resigned,
right.
And we went after his bond. We're going after his bond again because Robert's first call on his bond was for the IRS mistake. The IRS abated that. We somehow, we don't know where, but we realized a refund. We're still trying to track down that. He also had another issue with the IRS on 1095s not being sent out. That exceeds his bond, but we still called it, so we're not giving Robert anything back. Robert's long been resigned.
So at this point, when this meeting has happened, hey, Miranda, we don't think you're good at this job. There is no plan to fix it. We can't let the city keep running this way and hemorrhaging money. Your bond is going to be called in. Think of your family. Think of your house. Think of this and that. So the bond was going to be called in either way. So why does that matter at that point? Because that could come off, and I think did to her, as if I leave, this won't happen.
So when you're in, if you want to call it an intervention, you have to know the facts.
Right.
Even if the facts hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. The fact is, the mistakes you caused in your office cost the city money.
So
you're bonded to protect the city.
So this is, your bond's going to be called in, not your bond could be called in.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
I have a duty.
To let her know.
To let her know.
Yeah.
To protect the city of Marion and their tax dollars. So if anyone thinks that the bond was used as leverage to gain something, no. The bond was discussed, and we've discussed it publicly to make her aware. And again, I'll go back to, she just didn't grasp the gravity of her situation. As a friend, if I'm in a situation, I want a friend to come tell me, hey, this not looking good for you. I may not want to hear it, but the facts are the facts. And if you don't get a good plan going forward, it can affect you personally. I would hope there's a friend in my life. And I have two very good friends that have done that for me very recently.
So what happens in the next 11 days between that meeting on November the 30th and her resignation on December the 11th?
I can't speak to anything. Silence. So I still go in that in her office. Let's see. So that was Thursday. We have a committee meeting coming up the following Monday. Monday morning, I go into her office and discuss the upcoming committee meeting. And she, because I told her, I said, the last committee, we had some questions, and it was pretty rough on you. You didn't have answers to things you said you would get back to us on. I said, I hope you got your stuff together. And I said, if you do, and this isn't after we went through a pretty tense, it was tense for everybody Thursday. I said, if you have your stuff together, you have questions are your answers to the questions that we ask, and you can speak with confidence and give us a feeling that you're re-engaged like you was when you first came in as auditor, when you first appointed. I said, if we can do this, I will make sure that no one comes up to the mic and rambles on about how you need to be removed and that, because I will admit I let those meetings go on longer than they should have and let people go deep in the weeds and actually personally attack her in those meetings. So if you listen back to that December 4th meeting, I think it was, that finance committee meeting, it was a fairly short meeting, and other than the mayor making a short statement against Miranda, I didn't allow it to happen.
So when does the offer of the transit job come in?
I don't know. I can't speak to that because it's not my story to tell, because that was the only meeting that I called that I had specifically for the performance of Miranda and her future. She didn't give a plan during that. Actually, she said, so my only options are resign or resign. And that's how we ended the meeting.
She says that on November 30th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now this meeting that she spoke about, and I don't know exactly the date that the meeting happened. It obviously led to the December 11th resignation. But she said there was a meeting in which you were present, Bill Collins was present, people from her office were present, Mayor Schertzer was present.
That never happened. There was
that meeting never happened.
That meeting never happened between November 30th and December 10th. No meetings were convened with those people between November 30th and December 10th. Now, so we get to December 11th.
Yes.
On December 11th, there's a public meeting called for the Treasury Investment Board. That's myself, Tommy Reese, Mark Russell, Miranda, and the mayor. Why are we at this meeting, December 11th at 10 o'clock? We are at this meeting because the city has a cash flow issue. We have to divest funds to cover payroll. Now, we just went through the issue with Miranda, no sense of urgency to get the IRS stuff done at Independence, Ohio. And in this meeting, the Treasury Investment Board meeting, we have to cover payroll, we have to cover some health insurance for employees, and $246,000 that we owe the IRS as a result of the 1095-Cs. So all these people are in this meeting. We're discussing that. That's a public record. Anyone can get it and listen to it. I believe there may be written minutes, but you can listen to the audio. And then we adjourned that meeting, and I believe it was Martin. No, it was Martin. Because Martin was in the meeting, the Treasury Investment Board meeting. At the end of the meeting, Martin says to Collins.
So Collins is at this meeting as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. So the Treasury Investment Board is made up of the auditor, chair of finance committee, Tommy Reese. The chair is myself, Mark Russell, and Mayor Schertzer.
Okay.
Others that were there were Collins, because he's mayor-elect, Martin Watts, and I can't remember if Chelsea was there or not. I can't say for sure because I don't remember. She may not have been. That's probably why I can't remember. So we adjourn the meeting. We give permission to divest funds, a certain amount, and then Martin comes up to Collins and says, hey, can you guys come upstairs and Miranda wants to talk to us. Okay, so Collins looks at us and told us what Martin told him, and we hang out for a few minutes to give them time to get upstairs and get ready. No clue what we're going to talk about. So we go upstairs, and we're sitting in the mayor's conference room. And then, so in the mayor's conference room at this point is myself, Mark Russell, Bill Collins, and Mayor Schertzer.
Okay.
Then walks in Chelsea, Miranda McGinnis, Martin Watts. And we're just sitting there looking at each other. Still, I have no clue. Mayor has no clue what's going on. And Martin, I picture this in my head. Martin's sitting there eating on a piece of cheese. And he says, So is the deal still good?
Martin says this.
Martin says this.
Okay.
And
now at this point, what's the deal?
I don't know.
You don't know.
From November 30th to December 10th, nothing. I didn't attend any meetings at all.
So this meeting's December 11th.
This meeting's December 11th. Okay. This isn't even a scheduled meeting. This is an impromptu meeting. Hey, by the way, since we're done here and y'all are here, let's go upstairs and talk. Talk about what?
Now,
I don't know.
Is the deal still good? Who is Martin directing this toward?
He's looking. So the makeup, where people are sitting, I'm sitting at one end of the table. Schertzer's sitting at the far end of the table. Martin, Chelsea, Miranda are sitting directly across from Russell and Collins. Martin's looking towards Russell and Collins.
Okay.
And when he asked that question. And I do believe Collins, words are important, and I don't want to quote him incorrectly, but it was more to the effect of, so you are going to resign.
Now, when this is happening, even though this is an impromptu meeting, as a member of council, at this point, you have no idea what they're talking about.
Right.
Don't know that a deal's been made.
Right.
But she's talking about resigning. She's looking at the mayor-elect. He certainly is acting like he knows what she's talking about. Is this a problem for you?
Yeah, it is. It is a problem because when Martin's sitting there picking out his piece of cheese, talking with food in his mouth, he says, "Is the deal still good?"
So Collins, at this point, is even accepting the idea that it's a deal. When Martin says, "Is the deal still good?" He's what is Collins' response or Russell's? Who responds to that?
How they respond is my interpretation or my recollection of it, and I believe the only thing that he said was, "So Miranda, are you going to resign?" My recollection is Collins didn't directly answer, "Is the deal still good?" That could have been a poor choice of words for Martin, but like I said, if he wasn't eating that piece of cheese driving me nuts, talking with food in his mouth, I wouldn't remember that aspect of
it. So just to make this clear, because this seems like a big point, Martin says, "Is the deal still good?" And Mayor-elect Collins at that point says, "Are you going to resign?"
Yes, speaking directly to Miranda.
And so Miranda says?
Miranda says in a very soft voice, yes. So and then we had to ask her, not I say we, Collins asked her again, "So I didn't hear you. So are you going to resign?" And she said, "Yes, in fact, I am going to resign."
Now, you yourself, Mayor Schertzer, and Mark Russell are also there as well, right?
Correct.
Do you guys have any questions at this point to what is this?
So at that point, I realize that Miranda is upset because she, like I said, it was a very soft voice. And then I thought, well, let me back up. So she said yes, and then it was suggested she resign today and have an effective date sometime in January.
Okay. Who suggests that?
It either came from Collins or Russell. One of those two. Okay, I don't remember.
Okay.
It was from that side of the table. At this point, it's a back and forth between Collins, Russell side, and Martin and Miranda and Chelsea side. I believe she agreed to yes, that I will resign, or today I will make my announcement, I guess is what it was. Not will you resign today, but make your announcement today. And then it was the discussion of do it during the council meeting. And at that point, I was uncomfortable with how Miranda was feeling. And again, you get in trouble when you start trying to get personal and try to have emotions for someone else. And so I said that she I can't remember if it was in the meeting but at, or after the meeting, because I did not want her to stand up in a council meeting, read a resignation letter, and then walk out, because that would be a walk of shame. She should not go through that. So I believe it was after we left, because it was we was there maybe 5 minutes.
Is the transit job mentioned in this thing?
Yes. So at one point, Collins asked Linda, Linda is the mayor's secretary, excuse me, if he could print up, if Linda would print up, and again, words are important, and I don't remember if it was a job offer or what, but it, anyways, it was print up something that stated transit job, and Miranda was supposed to sign it. So whatever that was, Collins asked the mayor if he could have Linda sign this or print this piece of paper out, and Miranda signed it.
Now you and Mayor Schertz are in this meeting. Mayor Schertz has been around a long time at that point in city government. You've been around a long mm-hmm. time. You're watching this all happen over there across the table.
Right.
Comfortable with this?
No, and at one point, at the very end, I looked at Mark and I said, and I always use we because we're all there. I said, are we crossing a very thin line here? And Mark said, no, I do not believe this is a quid pro quo. This is from the law director. This is the legal opinion of the city. Okay, fine. Didn't sit well with me, but law director says on the up and up, it's on the up and up.
But now that we've looked back in time, not knowing, because clearly from what you just said, there had to be a meeting somewhere along the line.
Someone met, someone discussed something.
Somebody offered something.
Somebody offered something. I was not a party to any of those meetings, and that's not my story to tell. Now, as all good city halls are, there's rumors. I've heard things. I'm not going to share what I heard because I don't know those to be fact.
Right. So here's the problem I think people are going to have with this. And it's not going to be directly with you. And as she said, is it true Mayor Schertzer is not speaking in this meeting? Does Mayor Schertzer ever speak in that 5 minutes?
If he did, he didn't say anything that would...
Well, and maybe this is...
stood out.
Good point to read his statement at this point might be... let me get his statement that he just sent to me yesterday. I wasn't there when the offer was made. Apparently, Law Director Russell was, or so I'm told. I became aware of the deal in early December. Was not present for the original offering of said deal.
Yeah.
And that's Mayor Scott Schertz. Yeah. So he, I, you know, we can only read into what is being said there. It sounds like he was present somewhere along the line.
He
but
was
not
present.
When the original deal was made.
So he found out. I didn't find out until December 11th, so it sounded like the mayor is listening to the rumors or someone told him directly. I don't know, because he said early December. I didn't find out until we sat down in that meeting.
So
December 11th.
Regardless of what the law director says at this point, that looks bad, I think, to most people.
Looks bad, but it's not my story to tell. Miranda, so Miranda may not even have been. So if we want to go trying to piece together or assume what may have happened, Miranda could not have been even aware of
absolutely.
The deal. Someone could have been acting on her behalf. So like I said,
Martin says, is the deal still good?
Right. So if you go, good point. If you go back to Martin saying, is Martin the one talking with whomever to negotiate maybe on Miranda's behalf or on Martin's behalf? I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I don't want to, because this situation is just noise around the city. We have issues that we need to actually take care of.
Absolutely. And I think here becomes the point with this whole thing, because obviously there are people who care that the city is losing money. Investments are being divested. That is absolutely true. And I think people would say that if Miranda is not doing her job, that something needs to be done about that. But I think on the whole, here's the problem with this whole story, is I think this is what people like least about politics, is this story. is that you have an incoming mayor. You have the term deal being used. There are things going on that city council doesn't know about, that the current mayor at that point doesn't know about. Offers are being made to get people to resign. From the meeting you just described, and again, we don't know what went on in this other meeting. There's a missing piece there. The term deal is used.
Yes, it is.
Here's the deal. Paperwork is being drawn up for you to accept the job in transit. Now, I was at the December 11th meeting. Bill Collins was asked by Ayers Ratliff in that meeting if this had happened. That if, did you offer, when the resignation became public, Bill, did you offer her a position in, I don't think you said transit, my mind's fuzzy on this, but people can listen to it, but the question came up, did you offer her a position? I believe in that meeting, Bill said no.
And
when you're sitting there, you've been there when it's happened earlier that day.
Right. So during that meeting and a lot of these other meetings when this noise is going on, I tune all that crap out because that doesn't do city's business. Now I see how people are upset, but my goal is to protect the city and do what's best for the city. Now, if I'm listening to every word to try to find out if someone's lying or to trip somebody up, I'm not going to do that.
Well, we got to take a short break here, but we're going to come back with Jason because there are other important things to talk about here because we got to talk about the transit department because this is becoming a huge issue in and of itself. And we need to talk about your commissioner race because that's been updated since last time. And we need to talk about where we're going to go from here into the next council meeting when that happens and what's going to happen with Miranda because she is the auditor right now as this all stands. So we're coming back with Jason Schaber right after this.
Computer Guy, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services anywhere in mid or central Ohio.
We are proud to present